person. Charles Pettit, everybody.
We've all worked shitty jobs, haven't we? In this coterie of Chicago artists that we find ourselves in this evening, I'm sure that each of the main vein of shitty jobs, we have at least one attaché in attendance. The au pairs, the mixologists, the coupon slingers, the card crafters, and even the canine exercise facilitators. Tutors, valets, sous chefs, maybe even the fucking business consultants. Whatever I gotta do to keep the lights on is probably something we've said at some point in our lives. And listen, as if you weren't already listening. I'm not here to make you feel bad about your job, or your house, or your fuck trophies, kids, or that person that you convinced to lay down next to you at night and swallow spiders while you sleep. No, tonight my story's intention, wink, is to let you know that we all have the same thoughts and dreams and feelings because we're all people voluntarily living in a city that, for all we know, could have inspired Batman's ice-themed villain, Dr. Fucking Freeze. If you can't tell by my clothes, haircut, or voice, or voting record, I am 26 years young. I graduated from an all-boys school in Chattanooga, Tennessee, way back in 2007. The day I arrived back home to Shreveport, Louisiana, I told my proud parents that my last summer before college, I wanted to play Halo 2 and get drunk with my best good friends I had had since third grade. That was the same day that my dad told me to get a job. Being the arrogant 18-year-old that I was, I said, fine! Well, a day or two later, still hadn't sent out any job applications. Oops. In my defense, the Cinemark Cinema's application's hard to fill out after you play Big Lebowski drinking game all night. Now, for those of you listening at home... That's when you drink every time someone in the movie says, dude, or fuck. If you still don't understand the severe nature of this kind of underage binge drinking, you're probably in the wrong place. And looking for Mark Maron's podcast on his cat's cancer and being a sad old white man who can never be happy with his or anyone else's successes. Anywho... Luckily, my dad saved my summer from unemployment when he got me a job working in oil field construction. Yay! Manual labor is fun. Well, maybe fun's not the right word. Virile. Unpretentious. Surprisingly lucrative. These are words I would use to describe being a roustabout or a roughneck in the field of inland oil field construction. It was the first and only time I have ever taken a piss test for a job that I miraculously passed. 4:30 a.m., rolling out of bed into some jeans and a white t-shirt, steel-toed boots and a hard hat, a brown paper bag with a sad sandwich and two Gatorades for lunch. Actually, I did have that for lunch yesterday. But the best part about working this job was that I had my best friend from elementary school there to work it with me. And his name is Jeff. And at that point in our lives, we'd gotten really good at Halo 2. I mean, he was better than me, but we really crushed Team Slayer, man. Like, he actually got to be a level 48, which... is probably why his parents suggested that he also work this job with me. So we set up and took down natural gas compressor units and 150 humidity. Thank you very much. It was heat index sometime was in the 120s. It was North Louisiana. It's not a, that's how it is there. We maintained some older properties, basically did the shitty jobs our coworkers didn't want us to do because we were the new guys. You know, we waded through man-made ponds to skim the oil that sat on top of the wastewater. One day I laid ground pipe during a lightning storm. We were safe and so was the environment, okay? It was 2007. The inconvenient truth had only been out for a year. Then there were days, you know, when we'd spend hours in the car traveling to and from our locations, listening to our bosses reminisce about the bar fights they had gotten into the weekend before. One time our supervisor for the day fondly reflected on his love affair with smoking methamphetamine. That's crystal meth for those of you playing along at home. We learned a lot about people and what kind of a person it takes to do a job like that. You know, we worked 60 to 90 hours a week and got a shit ton of overtime. And it was actually the most money I've ever held. And I actually kind of started to like the job, mostly the money. At the end of our eighth week, Jeff and I were loading up the Honda Accord. And he started talking about his girlfriend. Her name is Georgia. And they dated all through high school, and that Monday, she was actually with five of her best girlfriends going down to their family's beach house in Sandestin, Florida. And we laughed and joked about how cool it would be to go to Florida and actually, like, hang out with girls instead of, like, methed up crazy rednecks. Man, it was so cool. But when Monday came, I picked him up from his house at 4:41 like I always did, and we went to our neighborhood's McDonald's for their sausage biscuit deal like we always did. And when we were in line between the order window and the pay window, I turned down the Bob and Tom show and looked over at Jeff, and I was like, man, how crazy would it be if we went to Florida right now, right? He did not hesitate. He said, dude, I already packed. And I looked him dead in the eye, and I said, me too. I don't think it was ever our intention, wink, to go to work that day. I think we were just too afraid to quit. All we needed was, like, the tiniest bit of reassurance and some McDonald's breakfast biscuit. We drove at 4:50. All the way from North Louisiana to West Florida. And we got to the beach as the sun was setting. And I can tell you right now that I have never since in my life been drunker on a beach than I was in 2007 in Sandestin, Florida. Worth the wait.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you so much. This is a good time for me to let you guys in on, like, the one Your Story's house rule we have. If you say the name of – or the theme of the night in your story, which is encouraged, please point to the sky. I can't tell you why, but it's very important that you do that. It is my sincerest intention that you do so. So, yeah, some practice for